It is the question that everyone is asking after the weekend attacks launched on Israel by Iran. Will Israel respond? To get the latest, we're turning to Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Hey there, Jonathan.
Hello there. Good morning.
First of all, maybe for folks who missed it or just need to get caught up, tell us about these attacks. What unfolded over the weekend?
Yeah, Kayla, this was unprecedented. For the first time, Iran attempting direct strikes on Israeli territory. In the middle of Saturday night, Israelis woken by air raid sirens as over 330 drones and missiles were fired on them. This was Iran's response to an airstrike on its consulate in Damascus, blamed on Israel, that killed two senior commanders. Now, this attack on Saturday came from multiple directions. Projectiles fired from Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, those countries where Iran has a number of proxy militias. But according to Israel, none of the drones and cruise missiles entered Israeli territory, and a small number of ballistic missiles did reach Israel, causing damage to an airbase. The only reported casualty was a wounded girl, Israel supported by the U.S. and others in its defense.
Yeah, you know, I've read and heard a lot about a lot of these missiles and drones actually failing mid-flight. They crashed not into their intended targets. The U.S. and many other countries also helping, you know, Israel shoot some of these down. So with that being said, were these attacks considered a success or a failure, or does that just depend on who you ask?
Yeah, I think it probably does depend on who you ask. The U.S. Certainly sees this as being an overall a victory for Israel, and telling Benjamin Netanyahu, we're told to take the win, as it was, mm-hmm. In that they managed to destroy this Iranian consulate with generals inside, and the Iranian response was thwarted. But, you know, you have to look at how this all played out, because it was heavily telegraphed by Iran. They said they were going to do something in response, that they had to do something in response. The U.S., Israel knew that something was coming. President Biden, I think, returning from vacation to the White House well in time before it occurred. Iran also launched slow-moving drones that were on radar screens for several hours before it launched faster missiles. So this all seems to be very carefully calibrated.
What has the president said? President Biden, how has he weighed in?
Yeah, President Biden saying that U.S. forces helped Israel take down nearly all the drones and missiles. He said the U.S. moved aircraft and warships to the region before this happened. Like I said, this was not unexpected. A senior U.S. Government administration official told reporters that the United States won't take part in any direct Israeli response against Iran. President Biden has urged Israel to consider its next move carefully and strategically.
Well, on that note, I mean, that's really the big burning question from everyone and anyone right now. What is the latest from Israel? Are they going to retaliate?
Yeah, Israel says Iran will bear the consequences for its actions. And it's also said that there will be a response which would be highly significant. But the Israeli war cabinet, which is running the country at this time, is said to be in agreement that there's going to be a response, but divisions over how big a response it should be and when that response should take place. It's very much a case of watch this space. But in the meantime, the U.S. government urging Israel to show restraint.
Jonathan, you are kind of our always go-to for anything, you know, foreign policy, national security. You're the guy that we always call. Can you kind of just sum this up? I've had so many listeners ask me over the weekend specifically, you know, why does the U.S. care about this? What does the attack mean to the U.S. and other countries? What would you say to that, Jonathan?
Firstly, as regards the U.S. and Israel, this is a long-term partnership. There's obviously huge connections between Israel and the United States and their friends as well as allies over a longer period, friends who often disagree. But, of course, the U.S. has for a long time wanted to try to ensure stability in the Middle East. There have been various different governments and administrations with different strategies to do so. But the U.S. also has a great number of troops in the region still, despite withdrawals in recent years. There are a number of reasons, both political and military and generally strategic, why the U.S. is involved.
Well, as always, Jonathan, just really great coverage. I'm sure we'll be in touch later on this week.
Take care.
That's Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage joining us here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.